This is a bad testimony.
你知道主耶稣死后三天，他从死里复活。
We know that the Lord Jesus resurrected 3 days after he died.
但是你知道在复活的那一天，主向谁显现吗？
But do you know who did the Lord manifest himself to on the day he resurrected?
如果你知道他们是谁，
If you know who these people are,
那你是不是也知道为什么主耶稣向他们显现，而不向其他的人显现呢？
Do you know the reason why the Lord manifested himself to these people and not to others?
你想主耶稣有没有事先定下一个名单，要向谁显现吗？
Do you think the Lord Jesus made a list of names to whom he shall show himself to?
根据四福音书里面的记录，好像是没有这样的预先定下这个名单。
According to the four Gospels, there doesn't seem to be such a name list.
那到底怎么样的人才有这种的荣幸，能够得到主向他显现呢？
But what kind of people will have the honor of having the Lord manifest himself to them?
我们就从主向他显现的人身上来寻找答案。
Let us look for the answer among the people to whom the Lord manifested himself to.
那第一位是谁呢？
Who is the first person?
请看马可福音十六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
我们读第九节到十一节。
Mark chapter 16 verses 9 to 11. Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe.
这里记载七日的第一日清早，耶稣复活了。
This is an account of the Lord Jesus being resurrected on the first day of the week.
那主耶稣就先向莫大拉的玛利亚显现。
And he appeared first to Mary Magdalene.
为什么玛利亚有这一种的特优呢？
Why did Mary had the special privilege?
当然并不是主耶稣已经拣选她做第一位要向她显现的人。
It is not likely to be the reason is not likely to be that she was chosen by the Lord to be the first one to see him.
是因为玛利亚一心的爱主。
But because Mary loved the Lord.
她一直深深地想念做主。
And she was remembering him profoundly.
有几个动作可以看得出来。
There are a few of her actions from which we can discover this.
玛利亚是最后一个离开这个坟墓的人。
Mary was the last person to leave the tomb.
当财主约瑟还有尼哥底母去领了主耶稣的身体，埋葬了主耶稣，那他们就走了。
When the rich men Joseph and Nicodemus took the body of Jesus and buried him, they left.
可是玛利亚还有这个莫大拉的玛利亚，还有另外一个玛利亚，他们却不愿意走，他们仍然留在坟墓那一边。
But Mary Magdalene and another Mary did not want to leave. They were by the tomb all the time.
那她也是第一个先到坟墓里面去的人。
And once again, she's the first person to enter the tomb.
因为这些妇女们都约好，在七日的第一天清早，她们就要到坟墓里面去，要告主耶稣的身体。因为安息日到了，她们已经来不及做好这些工作。
This is because the women have prepared themselves to go to the tomb on the first day of the week, prepare spices for the body of Jesus. The Sabbath was arriving, and they did not have the time to do that.
但是玛利亚又比这一些妇女更早到坟墓那边去。
But at the same time, Mary, among all the women, was the earliest.
请看约翰福音的二十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 20.
第一节跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2. John chapter 20, verses 1 and 2. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb and we do not know where they have laid him.
你读其他的福音书，你发觉到其他的妇女，她们也一样清早就到坟墓去的。
When you read the other Gospels, you will also know that the other women came early to the tomb as well.
可是在这里特别记载，玛利亚比他们更早。
But this is a special mention of Mary Magdalene being the earliest.
天还黑的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚已经来到坟墓那里了。
It's mentioned here that while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb.
所以她是第一个看见坟墓已经空了。
And she was the first person to discover that the tomb is empty.
因此她很紧张，赶快跑回去告诉彼得，还有主耶稣所爱的门徒，就是约翰。
And she was very nervous. She ran to tell the other disciples, Peter and the disciple whom Jesus loved.
那彼得跟约翰就赶快跑去坟墓去看，真的主耶稣的身体不见了。
And Peter and John ran to the tomb, and they also discovered that the body of Jesus was gone.
那么第十节里面记载，于是那两个门徒就回到他们自己的地方去了。
And verse 10 records that the two disciples went away to their own homes.
可是当玛利亚发觉到这个尸体不见，这个身体不见的时候，
As for Mary, when she discovered that the body was no longer there, what did she do?
在十一节里面记载，
verse 11 tells us,
玛利亚站在坟墓外面哭。
Mary stood outside the tomb weeping.
在哭的时候，她发觉到坟墓那一边有些动静，那她就低头往里面看，就看到有两位天使在那一边。
And as she wept, she saw some movement in the tomb, and she stooped down and she saw two angels.
天使对她说，妇人，你为什么哭呢？
And the angels spoke to her, Woman, why are you weeping?
她说，因为有人把我主的身体挪去了，我不知道他放在哪里。
So she said to them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him.
然后主耶稣就向她显现了。
Then at that point in time, the Lord Jesus appeared to her.
主耶稣问她，
And the Lord asked her,
妇人，你为什么哭呢？你找谁呢？
Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?
玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说，先生，如果是你把他移了，请你告诉我你把他放在哪里，我去取回来。
And Mary, supposing that it is the gardener, said to him, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.
你看玛利亚对主耶稣的身体多么的关怀，多么的关心。
You can see the extreme care that is shown by Mary towards the body of Jesus.
虽然主耶稣已经死了，
although Jesus is dead,
可是却真的是活在他的心里面了。
But he continues to live in her heart.
他为了这位主，他深深的哀哭。
And for this Lord, she wept deeply.
他不像彼得一样。
She's not like Peter.
也许你说彼得他们明白道理吗？因为主耶稣要复活吗？有什么好哭的？
Perhaps you may say that Peter understood. Understood the way of God, and that the Lord Jesus will resurrect, so there is nothing to weep about.
玛利亚不懂得道理，所以她才哭得这么伤心。
And you may say that Mary does not know the truth, and therefore she is weeping.
真的是这样吗？她不懂得道理吗？
But is that the case? Does she really not know the truth?
其实使徒他们也根本不相信主耶稣复活这件事情啊。
But neither did the disciples, because they didn't believe that Jesus was to resurrect.
所以把神学道理放在一边。
And therefore, if we put aside all the theology behind it,
你就看他们对神主耶稣的感情。
You can see the feelings they have towards the Lord Jesus.
你会发觉到玛利亚是比他们更爱主耶稣。
And you can see that Mary indeed loves the Lord Jesus.
从她的动作，从她的话，从她的眼泪。
From her words, her action, and her tears.
真的是感动了主耶稣。
These are things that moved the Lord Jesus.
因此主耶稣向他显现。
And therefore the Lord Jesus appeared to her.
所以十六节主耶稣就说，玛利亚。
And in verse 16, Jesus said to her, Mary.
这个声音对他是很熟悉的，因为主耶稣就是这样的声音来叫他的。
And this is a voice that's very familiar to her because the Lord always calls her like that.
所以在这个时候，他才呼叫主拉波尼，就是也是他平时用这样的话来称呼主耶稣的，那就是夫子的意思。
And at this point in time, she turned and she said to him, Rabboni, which is to say teacher.
哎，那十七节里面还记载一个动作。
And verse 17 records an action.
耶稣说，不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。
Jesus said to her, Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father.
你不要胡思乱想。
Let's not think in any unlikely way.
你不要认为我们的手不圣洁啦，而复活的主是圣洁的，所以我们污秽的手不可以去摸到主耶稣。
Do not think that our hands are unclean, and therefore our unclean hands cannot touch the resurrected holy Jesus.
你也不要以为说，因为主耶稣说我还没有上去见我的父，所以你们任何人都不可以摸我，要等我见了我的父才可以。
Neither should we think that it is because the Lord Jesus has not seen the Father. We have to wait for him to see the Father before he can touch him.
这句话的意思就是说，
The actual meaning of this verse is,
你不用那么紧张的来缠住我。
You do not have to be so excited and to cling on to me.
因为这个摸这个字也包含缠住他，放，紧紧抓住不放的意思。
The meaning of the word cling is to hold on tightly to.
玛利亚她怕主耶稣又消失了。
Mary was afraid that the Lord Jesus may disappear again.
所以她紧紧地缠住主耶稣啊。
And therefore she cling on to him.
你看她爱主的心多么的迫切。
From here you can see the profound love she has for the Lord.
所以主耶稣安慰她。
And the Lord comforted her.
你不用这么紧张缠住我，我还没有这么快去见天父的，我还有一段时间要跟你们同在的。
What he meant was, you do not have to cling on to me so excitedly because I'm not going to ascend to the Father yet. I'll spend some time with you here.
这就是玛利亚对主耶稣的爱。
And this is the love that Mary had towards the Lord Jesus.
是一种深深的爱，是一种很丰富感情的爱。
It was a profound love with a lot of feeling.
有一些人的爱太过理智了，理智到我们根本都不知道这个是什么爱。
Some people have love, but it is very pragmatic, and we cannot describe that as love.
但是真正的爱里面是充满着丰富的感情的。
But true love has profound feelings involved.
哎，我们对主耶稣的爱是不是也是这样呢？
Do we have such a love for our Lord Jesus?
难怪主耶稣向玛利亚显现。
And it's no wonder that the Lord Jesus appeared to Mary.
因为主耶稣曾经这样的说过。
Because the Lord Jesus once said.
请看约翰福音的十四章。
John chapter 14.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
主耶稣说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这个人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
The Lord Jesus says, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him.
耶稣遵守他的诺言的，他所说的每一句话都会成全的。
The Lord Jesus keeps his promises. Every word that he has spoken will come to pass.
爱我的人，我要爱他。
He who loves me will be loved by me.
并且要向他显现。
And I will manifest myself to him.
因为玛利亚这么样的爱主耶稣。
Because Mary loved the Lord to such a degree.
很自然的，主耶稣就先向他显现。
It is natural for the Lord Jesus to appear to her first.
如果我们也想要得到主耶稣的爱和主耶稣的显现。
If we desire to have the love of the Lord Jesus and to have the Lord manifest himself to us.
那我们也应当要学习玛利亚这一种的爱。
Then we have to learn from Mary in her profound love.
有些人认为，
Some people think,
要接触神要凭着一种超觉静坐，或者是冥想，或者是凭着第六感。
That in order to draw near to God, one have to either use a means of meditation or a sixth sense.
但其实不是凭着这一些东西，而是凭着爱。
But it is not through these things, but it is through love.
因为哥林多前书第八章第三节。
Because First Corinthians chapter 8 verse 3 tells us.
保罗讲得很清楚。
Paul clearly tells us here that.
若有人爱神，这个人乃是神所知道的。
If anyone loves God, this one is known by him.
所以你心中有一种爱神的心，神就已经知道了，你就已经跟神接触到了，并且神要向你显现。
And therefore, if you have a heart that loves God, God would know and God would respond by manifesting himself.
就像玛利亚这样的爱主，这样的为了主在那边哀哭，我们的主知道的。
Just like Mary who loved the Lord and she wept deeply for him, the Lord knows.
因此主耶稣很自然的就先向这一位爱主的玛利亚显现了。
And therefore it is natural for the Lord Jesus to first appear to Mary who loves him.
今天所有爱主的人，主耶稣也都知道。
Presently, all people who love the Lord knows.
主耶稣也要向他显现。
And the Lord Jesus will manifest himself to them.
只是问题是我们今天的人有没有像玛利亚那样的单纯来爱主呢？
But the problem is, are the people of the present day, like Mary, who loves the Lord so dearly?
我们发觉到现代人的爱就好像繁体字的爱变成简体字的爱一样。
The love that we have today is like the Chinese character love written instead of in the old in the traditional characters is written in the simplified characters.
里面已经没有心了。
The heart that is in that character has been taken out.
繁体字的爱是有心在里面的，可是简体字的爱里面已经看不到心，只有旁边一点在那边，不知道是代表什么东西。
The traditional Chinese character contains a heart.Whereas the simplified one has a dot that replaces it, and therefore we do not know what that is.
我们爱主的心是不是这样呢？
Is our love for the Lord like this?
在启示录第二章第四节跟第五节。
Revelation chapter 2 verses 4 and 5 tells us.
这里记载主耶稣责备以弗所教会。
There is an account of how the Lord rebuked the church in Ephesus.
是什么事情被责备呢？
And what are the things that they were rebuked for?
第四节说，
verse 4 says,
然而有一件事我要责备你， Never, 就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love.
所以你应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。
Verse 5, remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works.
以弗所教会他们是信主也是爱主的。
The church of Ephesus are people who believed in the Lord and love him.
可是他们的爱已经渐渐改变了。
But their love has changed.
已经不再像繁体字那个爱，有一个单纯的心，那个心已经失落了，用别的东西来代替了。
Their love is no longer like the traditional Chinese character with a heart in it. The heart has been replaced by something else.
因此主耶稣告诉我们，
And therefore the Lord Jesus tells us,
你要怎么样回复爱主的心呢？
How can you resume this love for the Lord?
那就要打开你的心门，迎接主进去。
And that requires you to open the heart of your door so that the Lord Jesus can enter.
在启示录三章的二十节，主耶稣说，
In Revelation chapter 3 verse 20, the Lord Jesus says,
看啊，我站在门外叩门。
Behold,
若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他哪里去，我与他，他与我一同作席。
Verse 20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me.
其实主耶稣要强迫进入你的心，那是轻而易举的事情。
In actual fact, it's an easy thing for the Lord Jesus to force himself through into your heart.
但是主耶稣不愿意这样做。
But this is not what the Lord Jesus desires to do.
他只是呼唤你。
He only calls out to you.
他多么的愿意爱我们。
He tells you how willing is he to love you.
你的心里是这么样的圣洁，心里是这么样的伟大吗？
Is your heart so great and so pure?
那么我们的主这么喜欢住在我们的心里面吗？
That the Lord Jesus, that our Lord desire to stay in our heart?
不是的。
It is not the case.
我们的主却因为爱我们，愿意住在我们这一种心灵里面。
The Lord Jesus willingly loves us and willingly desire to live in our kind of heart.
他要在心里面帮助我们，管理我们的生命，管理我们的人生。
And he desires to be in our heart to help us manage our life and our activities.
让我们这个生命能够走上正确的道路，以致将来能够得到永生。
That our life may head towards the correct direction so that we can attain eternal life.
但是他却不愿意勉强我们这样做。
But neither does he want to force us to do something.
所以他说，我在门外叩门。
And therefore he says, I stand at the door and knock.
如果你听见我的声音，你就开门的。
If you hear my voice, you will open the door.
那我就要进去跟你一同作席，一同作王。
I will come in to you and dine with you and be king with you.
所以心门是要自己打开的。
And we know therefore that the door of the heart must be opened by ourselves.
你愿意打开你的心让主耶稣进来吗？
Are you willing to open your heart for the Lord Jesus to enter?
其实你的心门一直是打开的。
In actual fact, the door of your heart is always open.
因为你让很多世界的事进入你的心里面呢。
This is because you open it and allow many things of the world to enter it.
你也让许多人进入你的心里面呢。
And at the same time, you allow a lot of people to gain access to your heart.
为什么你能够向世界、向世人打开你的心门，但是你却不愿意向主耶稣打开你的心门呢？
Why is it that you are so willing to open your heart to the things of the world, but not to the Lord Jesus?
世界上的事跟世界上的人，这些东西啊，只会缠累你的心，而且会让你们爱主的心就这样的累死了，你知道吗？
The things and the people of the world will entangle your heart such that your love for the Lord will be strangled.
请看路加福音的二十一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter
21, 34-36节。
Verses 34-36.
路加福音二十一章。
Luke chapter 21,
34-36节
verses 34-36. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that they come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Verse 36. Watch therefore and pray always that you will be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
许多基督徒是有爱主的心的。
Many Christians have hearts that love the Lord.
要不然他就不会决心受洗做基督徒了。
Otherwise, they would not have taken the step to be baptized and become Christians.
但是这个爱主的心会渐渐被累死的。
But the love of for the Lord can slowly be strangled.
主耶稣说
，The Lord Jesus says,
因为贪嗜醉酒并今生的私欲累住你们的心。
Lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life.
我们爱主的心就渐渐地消失，不存在了。
And then, the love for the Lord will slowly diminish.
这才是一个真正危险的地方。
And this indeed is a dangerous zone.
因为有一天主耶稣要向我们大家显现。
Because there shall be a day when the Lord Jesus will appear to every one of us.
可是每个人看见主的显现是不同的。
But the feeling that you will have for everyone have when they see the Lord shall be different.
到那一天你看见主的显现是怎么样的显现呢？
On that day when you see the Lord appearing, what kind of appearance will that be?
是主耶稣以满脸笑容向你显现，还是以怒目注视你的显现呢？
Will the Lord Jesus be beaming with a smile appearing to you, or will he appear with a very severe look?
如果我们心中只有爱世界的心而没有爱主的心，
If our heart is tuned towards the love of the world,
当主耶稣向你显现的时候，主耶稣会满脸笑容地来怀抱你吗？
And we do not love the Lord, then when the Lord Jesus appears to us, do you think he will be beaming with a smile and be hugging you?
恐怕在那个时候，我们就会后悔莫及了。
I'm afraid at that time we will be very regretful.
你知道爱错一个人实在是一件很痛苦的事情。
Do you know that when you love somebody wrongly, it is a terrible thing?
你会后悔莫及的。
You will be regretful and there will be no return.
但那也只不过是肉体短短几十年的时间呢。
But even then, that is only during our physical life of several tens of years on this earth.
可是如果我们的灵魂的生命爱错了。
But if our spiritual life have a mistaken love.
我们只爱世界却不会爱主。
We only love this world and do not love our Lord.
那个后悔才是真正的遗憾啊。
Then that regret shall be a total one.
因为里面带着恐惧的审判。
Because there shall be the fear of judgment in it.
因此主耶稣提醒我们。
And therefore the Lord Jesus reminds us.
你们要时时警醒，要常常祈求。
Take heed to yourself and always pray.
使你们能逃避这一切。
Watch therefore and pray always that you may be encountered worthy.
让你可以站立在人子的面前。
To escape all these things that will come to pass and you may stand before the Son of Man.
所以我们应该学习玛利亚。
And therefore let us learn from Mary.
让我们能够深深地爱主。
Let us love the Lord profoundly.
要打开我们的心门，爱我们的主。
Let us open the door of our heart and love our Lord.
请看马可福音十六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
我们读十二跟十三节。
Verses 12 and 13. Verses 12 and 13. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country, and they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either.
这两个门徒并不是十一使徒的两位。
The two disciples mentioned here are not among the 12 apostles.
但是他们却比使徒们更先看见复活的主。
But yet they have the privilege to first to see the Lord Jesus after his resurrection before the apostles.
这说明了一件事情。
This tells us a fact.
主耶稣看信徒跟使徒是一样重要的。
That the Lord Jesus esteems believers as much as he esteems the apostles.
我们认为使徒是主耶稣亲自挑选并且亲自训练的，他的身份地位都跟我们不一样的。
We always think that the apostles were personally selected and trained by the Lord Jesus, and therefore they are of a different status.
那照我们的想法，那主耶稣应该先向他们显现，而不是先向一般的信徒显现哦。
And therefore, in our thinking, we will assume that the Lord Jesus will first appear to these people, to the apostles, and not to the rest.
主耶稣不是根据这个标准来向人显现的。
But the Lord Jesus did not use this standard to appear to his.
那为什么特别向这两位信徒显现呢？
Then why did these two disciples get to see the Lord Jesus first?
那主耶稣向他们显现并不是偶然的。
And the Lord did not appear to them. Without reason.
当他们正在走路的时候，
As they were walking,
他们在谈论一些事情。
They were discussing something.
那主耶稣就在他们谈论的时候向他们显现。
And as they were discussing these things, the Lord Jesus appeared.
这个重要的关键时刻是关系到什么事呢？
And what was their important topic of this,
他们到底在谈什么？
What were they discussing?
竟然让主耶稣要向他们显现。
So much so that the Lord Jesus appeared to them.
请看路加福音的二十四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter
24. 我们读十三节到十五节。
Verses 13 to 15.Luke 24 verses 13 to 15. Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them.
你有发现到吗?
Do you discover?
正当他们谈论相同的问题的时候，耶稣就亲自就近他们，与他们同行。
That while they were conversed and reasoned, the Lord Jesus himself drew near and went along with them.
主耶稣问他们，你们谈论什么?
And the Lord Jesus asked them, what kind of conversation is this?
他们就告诉主耶稣。
And they answered him,
我们在谈论马色勒人耶稣的事。
We are talking about the Nazarene Jesus.
他是我们的先知。
He is our prophet.
也是我们素来所盼望要来救赎以色列民的，就是他。
And he is the person whom we think will save Israel.
换一句话说，他就是我们所等待的弥赛亚，要来建立神的国的。
In other words, he's the Messiah whom we are waiting for to rebuild God's kingdom.
但是奇怪的，他竟然被我们的官府杀死啊。
But the very strange thing is that he was being killed by our chief priests.
圣经告诉我们，弥赛亚是永远活着的神，是不可能被杀死的。
And the Bible tells us that the Messiah is an everlasting person who will not be killed.
可是他竟然死了。
But yet he was killed.
但是现在更奇怪的是，有人说看见他复活了，因为他向他们显现。
But what is even more strange is that we have heard some people say that he has resurrected.
但是他们仍然不相信，这恐怕只是一个幻觉或者是一个异象吧。
And appeared to them, but yet they did not believe in it. They assumed that it is only a vision.
所以你发觉到他们现在在处于信仰上一个很大的疑难，在挣扎的时刻。
And therefore you can see that these people were struggling in their faith.
耶稣到底是不是圣经所说的那位弥赛亚呢？
The question lingers whether Jesus is indeed the Messiah that the Bible prophesied.
为什么他却被杀死呢？
But yet why was he killed?
这个信仰对他们的一生非常的重要。
And this question is critical to their lifelong faith.
因为他们一下子不能够接受耶稣被杀死这件事情。
Because they were not able to accept the fact that Jesus was killed.
所以他们以为他们信错了。
And they thought that they have believed in the wrong person.
我们要等另外一位弥赛亚来吧。
And they assumed that they may have to wait for the next Messiah.
因此他们不要再留在耶路撒冷，他们要回去故乡了。
And this is the reason why they are leaving Jerusalem to go back to their hometown.
就在这个关键的时刻，
at this critical moment,
耶稣就向他们显现。
The Lord Jesus appeared to them.
耶稣显现的目的就是要向他们解释圣经。
And the reason why Jesus appeared to them was to explain the Bible to them.
要解释他们心里的疑难。
To explain and answer all the difficult questions that they had in their hearts.
So in 26
and
27,
in verse 26 and 27, the Lord Jesus told them,
基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
Verse 27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
原来耶稣基督向他们特别的显现，就是要跟他们讲解明白圣经。
And therefore, the Lord Jesus specially appeared to them for the sake of explaining the scriptures.
来坚固他们的信仰，来保守他们的灵命。
So that their faith can be strengthened and their soul can be kept.
这说明了什么事情呢？
And what does this explain to us?
一个人是不是真心寻求主?
Is a person sincere in his seeking of the Lord?
一个人是不是真的看重他的信仰，看重他的永生的得救?
Is a person fully concerned about his salvation and his faith?
这些主耶稣都知道。
These things the Lord Jesus knows.
一个看重主道的人，主耶稣不会让他失望的。
A person who esteems the teachings of the Lord will not be disappointed.
虽然他有很多不明白，
although he may have many things that he does not understand,
但是主耶稣会向他显现。
But the Lord Jesus will appear to them,
向他讲解明白，
and explain to them the scriptures,
让他怀疑冷淡的心再次的火热起来，
so that his doubt may be converted into zealousness again.
就像这两个门徒一样。
Just like the two disciples here.
另外还有一个很清楚的例子，就是那个埃提亚伯的太监。
And there's another clear example, and that's the eunuch of Ethiopia.
他也是很看重信仰、追求认识神的人。
He's also a person who places emphasis on his faith and seeks God.
你看他从耶路撒冷聚会回去了。
And after his session at Jerusalem, he was going home.
通常我们这么辛苦、这么忙碌赶来聚会，听完道理回去的时候，那我们想应该好好休息了。
Normally, if we are very busy and we put in a lot of effort to come to church to attend the service, we think that we deserve a good rest. Thereafter.
我们已经拜过神，我们已经听过道理了。
We have already worshipped God. We have heard our sermon.
这就是我们一般人的态度。
And this is the attitude of most of us.
可是埃提阿伯太监比我们做得更多。
But the eunuch from Ethiopia has a much better attitude than us.
圣经记载。
The Bible records.
他在回家的路程啊，才在路上还是在读圣经。
On his way back to his hometown, along the journey, he was still reading the Bible.
他其实是读不明白的。
And in actual fact, when he reads it, he does not understand.
那主耶稣知道他这种爱慕道理的心。
And the Lord Jesus knows his desire for the truth.
知道他是那么看重信仰的。
That he has placed so much emphasis in his faith.
在他的工作这么的忙碌，路途这么遥远当中，他还是一样要抽空来敬拜神，来听神的道理。
And despite his busy schedule at work, he has made a long journey to come to worship and to listen to the truth.
而今天许多的人只用一句话，我很忙，就推迟掉了。
But today many people just use a simple excuse, which is I'm very busy.
我没有空。
I don't have the time.
那今天来聚会的人是每个人都是很空的吗？
And do you think that all the people gathered for the service here are all very free people?
我看除了我最有空以外，我看你们每个人都没有空的。
I think apart from me who is the most free here, most of you are busy.
但是我们却愿意在没有空的当中抽出空闲来，这才是宝贵啊。
But if you are willing to in our busy schedule find some time for the Lord, then this indeed is precious.
谁值得你放下一切的事情来去朝拜他？来去见他，来去听他。
It shows that he is worthy of our putting aside of all our other work to worship him and to listen to him.
是我们的歌星孙燕姿吗？
Is this person the idol 孙燕姿？
让我们可以放下一切，到那边来去听他唱歌。
So that we can put aside all our busyness and business and listen to him. To go there to listen to her.
那位阿姐叫什么名？我都不知道。我们能够为这一些人放下我们忙碌的时间跟生活的。
It seems that we can put aside our busy schedule and attend to these people.
但是对于主耶稣的道，对于聚会拜神，我们竟然堂而皇之说：“主啊，对不起，我今天很忙。”
As for the service in which we worship and listen to the things of, to the word, we always say that we are busy today.
这只说明了主耶稣不值得我们这样为他放下我们的时间。
And the only explanation we have is that the Lord Jesus is not worth our time.
你想想看。
Think about it.
如果只是这样的聚会，放下时间来聚会拜神，我们都很难放弃。怎么样将来要受逼迫，要为主耶稣舍命，为主耶稣受苦？
Even for such a simple thing as putting aside other work to attend services and worship the Lord, we cannot fulfill. Do you think we can accept all the persecution that will come in the future and yet claim that we believe in the Lord?
说穿了，是你有没有心？
In conclusion, it only means, do you have the willingness?
而我们的主耶稣却知道我们的心。
But yet the Lord Jesus knows our hearts.
所以那些有心追求道理、渴慕主道的人，主耶稣不会轻看他们的。
And therefore, those who are sincere in seeking the truth, the Lord Jesus will not put them aside.
主耶稣会向他显现，主耶稣甚至会差派他的仆人来向他讲解。
The Lord Jesus will appear to them, and he will send his servants to explain.
另外一个就是哥尼流。
And the other person is Cornelius.
你知道他怎么样吗？
Do you know of his story?
我们看使徒行传的第十章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 10.
我们就读三十三节就好。
We only read verse 33.
使徒行传第十章三十三节。
Acts chapter 10 verse 33. So I sent to you immediately, and you have done well to come. Now, therefore, we are all present here before God to hear all the things commanded you by God.
哥尼流是一个百夫长。
Cornelius is a centurion.
是一个带兵的人。
He's a commander of soldiers.
他知道什么是叫做战争，他知道什么是王，他知道什么叫做死亡。
He knows what is war, what is a king, and what is death.
因此他寻求神。
And therefore he seeks God.
他看重灵魂的得救。
He placed emphasis on the salvation of the soul.
因此他敬畏神。
And therefore he fears God.
不但爱神，也常常祷告神，也常常救济穷苦人。
And he not only loves God, he also worships him, and he also gives alms to the poor.
主耶稣知道。
And the Lord Jesus knows this.
主耶稣没有亲自向他显现，但是差派彼得去讲道理给他听。
Although the Lord Jesus did not appear to him personally, he sent Peter to explain the gospel.
而他真的是那么样渴慕道理的。
And indeed, Cornelius desires to know the truth.
你看他所讲的话。
You can see that from the things he said.
我们就立刻打发人去请你来。
He says, so I sent to you immediately.
你来了很好。
And you have done well to come.
现在我们都已经准备好了。
Now therefore, we are all present here and prepared.
我们都在神的面前要听主所吩咐你的一切话。
And before God, we are here to hear all the things commanded you by God.
我们是不是也存着这样的心来到主的面前来听主的话呢？
Do we carry such a heart to come before the Lord and listen to his words?
你有心爱慕主的道，主不会看轻你的心的。
If you have the desire for the words of God, God will not look down upon you.
就像这两个门徒，就像埃提阿伯的太监，就像这个哥尼流一样。
Just like the two disciples, just like the eunuch from Ethiopia and Cornelius as well.
我们是不是这样的爱慕看重主的道？
Do we indeed desire the truth of God?
我们聚会的时候，我们都有默祷。
When we attend services, we would say a silent prayer.
刚才你们都默祷了。
And all of you said a silent prayer.
但是默祷的内容你说什么？
But what do you say in your prayer?
啊？有没有说主啊，求你帮助我，让我能够专心听你的道理？
Did you say, Lord, please help me so that I can concentrate and listen to your truth?
尤其我知道，我一回到教会坐下来，我就开始要睡觉了的。
Especially for me, whenever I come to a church and I sit down, I would start to fall asleep.
那你是不是更要祷告主啊，求你帮助我，让我能够克服这个问题，让我能够专心听到。
Then don't you need even more to pray to the Lord so that he can give you the concentration to listen to his teachings?
如果你有这样的心准备，也有这样的心来提醒自己，主会帮助你的。
If you have prepared your hearts in such a way and you also desire, then the Lord will help you.
如果你根本都没有提醒你的心要来听主的道，
But if you don't even bother to remind yourself to listen to his teaching,
这只不过又是一个机会，这只不过又是一个讲道，这只不过又是一个默祷，
Then this is just another service, just another sermon, just another silent prayer.
为什么有些人能够把每一次的祷告，每一次的听到都是当作是第一次的祷告，第一次的听到呢？
Why are there people who are able to treat their every prayer as a first prayer and every sermon as a first sermon?
不过我的老师是告诉我，你要把每一次的讲道都当作是你最后一次的讲道。
But my teacher tells me, just treat all your sermons as your last sermon.
也许今天讲的道理，也许我就蒙主恩召了。
Perhaps after this sermon, I may be called back by the Lord.
所以我要把握最后的机会好好的讲啊，不可以偷工减料。
Then I must seize the opportunity, the very last opportunity, to give a good sermon.
信徒说，这就惨喽，那这样又要讲过重了。
Then the believers, the congregation say, you'll probably exceed your time again.
不过把它当作是最后一次，太过严肃了一点吧。
But if I'm to treat this sermon as my last sermon, I think this is a little too stern.
就当作是第一次吧。
Let me consider it as my first sermon.
第一次总是充满着兴奋、好奇，很多种很复杂的原因，真的是很兴奋的。
When you do something for the first time, you will be filled with excitement and all kinds of enthusiasm.
不是吗？
Is that not the case?
第一次的上班。
The first time you go to work.
第一次的谈恋爱。
Your first date.
第一次生孩子。
Your first job.
第一次做爸爸。
The first time you become a father or mother.
又兴奋又紧张，生多几个，他说：“哈，慢慢来，没有这么快的了，经验丰富了。”
The first time you have a child, you are very excited, but your second or third child, when you are very experienced, you would say, take your time.
我们所怕的就是我们的心已经渐渐失去那一种的兴趣，而是兴趣其他的东西了。
What we're afraid of is our heart has slowly lost its interest in God, but is interested in other things.
难怪保罗这样的提醒我们。
And it's no wonder that Paul reminds us
在末世要有许多的人厌烦主的道了。
That in the last days there will be many people who were not like the teaching of the Lord?
我们是不是其中的一个呢？
Are we among them?
能不能够重新振作，恢复那一种爱主的心，爱主道的心？
Are we able to be enthusiastic again and restore our love for the Lord?
我再讲多一位哈，路加福音二十四章。
I'll mention one more person, and that's in Luke chapter 24.
二十四章我们读二十三节跟三十三节跟三十四节。
Verses 33 and 34. So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon.
三十五节。
And verse 35. And they told about the things that had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread.
这两个门徒回去向使徒们报告他们看见主的显现。
The two disciples returned to the apostles to report that they have seen the Lord.
那这已经有一段的时间了。
And some time has passed.
因为他们已经离开耶路撒冷二十五里，所以回去耶路撒冷需要一段的时间，因为他们是走路的。
This is because they have left Jerusalem for about 25 miles and they are walking back. It takes some time.
而在这个当中，主耶稣向彼得显现了。
And during this time, the Lord Jesus appeared to Peter.
因为当他们报告的时候，那些人这样的说，是的，主果然复活了，因为他也已经显给西门看了，这西门就是彼得。
Because when these disciples reported their sighting, those who listened said, indeed the Lord is risen and he has appeared to Simon, which is Peter.
那这一次向彼得的显现是特别单独向这个使徒彼得显现的。
And this appearance of the Lord Jesus was to a single apostle Peter.
当然，接下去你读到那些门徒、使徒们通通在一起的时候，主耶稣又再一次向他们一起显现。
And as you read on, you will see that when all the disciples were together, the Lord Jesus appeared to all of them collectively.
那为什么主耶稣要特别事先优先向这个彼得单独显现呢？为什么
？Why did the Lord choose to appear to Peter alone first？
那像使徒他们在一起的时候才一同显现，那不是比较好吗
？Isn't it better to wait for all the apostles to be gathered together and then appear to them？
是不是因为主耶稣要把天国的琐事交给彼得
？Was it the Lord Jesus intend then to pass the keys to heaven to Peter?
因为主耶稣说过，彼得，我要把天国的钥匙交给你啊。
This is because the Lord has once said that he'll give Peter the keys to heaven.
那现在主耶稣已经复活，得国得荣耀了，而是不是这个时候要把天国琐事交给他？
And now the Lord Jesus resurrected in his glory. Is this the time then for him to pass the keys to Peter?
当然不是。
It is not.
那是什么原因？
Then what is the reason?
可以想到的一个原因
One of the reasons that we can think of
我们知道彼得他一连三次起誓不承认主耶稣
Peter had once denied the Lord Jesus three times
当主耶稣转过身来看他的时候
And when the Lord Jesus turned around and looked at him
那彼得就出去痛哭了
Peter went out and wept
为了他的罪他深深地来懊悔
And because of this sin of his he is very remorseful
所以主耶稣被埋葬的三天对彼得来说实在是心里很难过那日子也很难过
And therefore when the Lord Jesus has been buried for 3 days that 3 days were very long and difficult days for Peter
他比其他的使徒更加一层的痛苦
He probably had a deeper sense of pain than the other apostles
不只是为了主耶稣死而痛苦
He was not only sad because the Lord died
更因为是他曾经当众的不承认主耶稣
But also because he has denied the Lord Jesus publicly before.
如果主耶稣按照他所说的话来审判他
If the Lord Jesus judged Peter according to what he has said,
凡在人面前不承认我的，我将来在天父的面前也不承认他
For whoever denies me among men, I will deny him in the presence of the Father.
这是让彼得深深痛苦、跟害怕、跟内疚的地方
And this would have made Peter both remorseful and afraid.
那要怎么办呢
what can he do?
彼得真的为了他的罪深深的忧伤痛悔啊
And Peter is indeed very sad and remorseful about this sin
他这种畏罪忧伤痛悔的心主耶稣也知道
And this repentant heart towards his sin is known by the Lord Jesus
因此主耶稣向他显现
And therefore the Lord Jesus appeared to him
目的就是要说明主耶稣饶恕他主耶稣接纳他
for the sake of telling Peter that the Lord Jesus has forgiven him and accepted him.
因为忧伤痛悔的心灵是神所不轻看的。
This is because a repentant heart is something that the Lord will not look lightly upon.
诗篇三十四篇十八节。
Psalms 34 verse 18.
这里说耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。
He guards all his, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit.
因此，今天为了自己的罪过来深深忧伤痛悔的人，我们的神也是一样会怜悯他，会靠近他，会向他显现来安慰他的。
And therefore, those who have a broken heart and a contrite spirit because of their sins, the Lord will draw near to them to comfort them.
就像彼得一样。
Just like in the case of Peter.
如果主耶稣不事先这样向他显现。
If Peter did not, if the Lord Jesus did not appear to Peter first.
那他一同在使徒聚集在一起的时候，才这样的显现。
But appear to, all the apostles when they are gathered in one place.
如果你是彼得。
If you are Peter.
你心里在那个时候是不是更加的羞愧难当？
Wouldn't your heart, feel even more remorseful and shameful at that time?
在那个时候，你看见主耶稣显现，可是你心里一点都没有快乐，反倒只是害怕、内疚。
If you see the Lord Jesus at that point in time, you not only will you not be joyful, but you will be filled with remorse.
你不知道要怎么办。
And you will not know what to do.
主耶稣真的会赦免我吗？
Will the Lord Jesus indeed forgive me?
你对主的显现一点都不会快乐。
You will not be joyful to see the Lord appearing.
但是我们的主竟然是这么样的体贴人的心，也能够明白人的心。
But our Lord understands the heart of man so very well.
因此主耶稣特别的先向彼得显现。
And therefore, in his empathy for Peter, he appeared to Peter first.
让彼得得到心里的平安，得到心里面的快乐。
So that Peter can receive peace and joy in his heart once again.
因为基督耶稣已经赦免了他的罪，接纳了他。
Because Jesus Christ has forgiven his sin and accepted him.
这才是真正的福气啊。
And this indeed is a blessing.
所以诗篇里面说得赦免其过遮罪过得到遮掩的人，这个人才是有福的人。
And therefore Psalms tell us that those who have their sin blotted out and forgiven, this is a blessed person.
因为他可以坦然面对主的显现。
Because he can see the Lord's appearance without fear.
所以当主耶稣再次向使徒们显现的时候，
And therefore in his appearance to the apostles,
你看到彼得没有恐惧忧伤啊。
Peter was not filled with fear or sadness.
他知道他应该怎么做。
He knew what he should be doing.
所以当主耶稣问他，
And therefore when the Lord Jesus asked,
彼得你爱我吗？
Peter, do you love me?
你听见彼得很清楚地告诉主耶稣。
Peter's answer was very clear.
主啊，你知道我是爱你的。
Lord, you know that I love you.
从此以后，
And from this time onwards,
Peter 没有改变他的话。
And Peter never went back on his word.
他真的用他剩下的一生来爱主耶稣，甚至为主耶稣而死了。
And indeed, he spent the rest of his life living for the Lord Jesus and dying for him.
为什么他能够这样的爱主呢？
Why was Peter able to do such a thing?
因为主耶稣先这样的爱他。
This is because the Lord Jesus first loved Peter.
这个爱带给他力量，带给他勇气，也带给他喜乐。
And this love has strengthened him, given him courage, and given him hope.
因此求主耶稣帮助我们。
And therefore, let us ask the Lord Jesus to help us.
我们都有许多的软弱，我们也有许多的过犯。
We have many weaknesses, we have many trespasses.
我们都需要祈求主耶稣来接纳我们，来饶恕我们的。
We need the Lord to accept us and to forgive us.
因此我们应当好像彼得一样。
And therefore, let us be like Peter.
要为自己的罪过，自己的软弱，来忧伤痛悔。
We have to be repentful about our weakness and our sins.
不是不知道怎么做。
It is not that we do not know what we should be doing.
应该来到主的面前，来亲近他，来敬拜他，来祷告他。
We should be going before the Lord to worship him, to draw near to him, and to pray to him.
用我们剩下的一生来爱他。
And to use the rest of our life to love him.